There's a creative new way for Native American students to learn about their culture. It's a coloring book series on Ojibwe traditions, written by a Wisconsin author. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story of how the series came about and what the author hopes it accomplishes.
Writer and illustrator Cassie Brown says she hopes her coloring book will prevent Native American kids from experiencing what she did. Brown grew up in the Keweenaw Ojibwe community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. She says she never saw much representation of American Indian culture in her schools, and it was painful.
It was hard. It was like watching all of your non-Native classmates go through school and have this big success story like written for them already when us Native students were given only a pen and no paper to tell our story with.
Brown says while more than half the students were Native American, much of the faculty was not.
We had one, maybe two teacher's aides or like teacher's assistants that were Native, but other than that, there wasn't really any Native teachers there for us. There wasn't even really like resources up on the walls depicting Native people or really anything like that.
Today, Brown works at UW-Superior, where she's coordinator for equity, diversity, and inclusion for multicultural programs. She has degrees in outdoor education and Native American studies from Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Brown says during her time at Northland, she learned there still is a shortage in classroom materials designed for Native American children.
I worked in the Indigenous Culture Center there, and everywhere that my boss and I traveled for like outreach and to like Native educator conferences, all we kept hearing was that there weren't culturally responsive teaching materials for Native students that were easy for non-Native teachers to use.
Yet Brown says at first she didn't plan to create a coloring book series about Ojibwe traditions. Rather, the project began with just one book, which she wrote when a friend asked for help.
My buddy Jerry, who ran our community maple sugar camp back home, called me up one day and he was like, "Hey, can you create this coloring book that the kids can use when they come out to camp to learn the process of maple sugaring?" So I began creating the Sugar Bush coloring book.
Brown got a publisher and followed up the Sugar Bush coloring book with volumes on storytelling, wild ricing, and powwows. The writer and illustrator says her drawings in the books depict Ojibwe traditional practices and teachings. For instance, they all include the seven grandfather teachings, which she says promote the core values of being a good human. Brown explains why she chose to create a coloring book instead of a children's storybook.
With all of the language and activity pages in the coloring book, it allows the students to choose whether they're engaged or not, but it also allows teachers to pick that up, and the students can actually be doing something while learning instead of just listening and looking at pictures.
Brown says she was initially nervous that the books would not do well, but she says she's heard positive responses to the series from teachers and students, something that makes her proud.
Being able to flip the narrative and have these resources for students now makes me really happy that I was able to help do that and to help our Native students be proud of who they are and be proud to speak their language or take pride in learning their culture and their life ways and not have to do it in secret or not have to do it just at home.
Brown says so far her books have mainly been used in schools, but they can be purchased through the Wisconsin Historical Society Press and other vendors. She hopes they appeal to kids and adults and plans to keep adding to the Ojibwe tradition series. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.